We're going to do something different this year because there were so many discharge cases that we're doing this presentation a bit differently than we've done in the past. As you'll recall, we've now divided at your, based on your comments, the case review into two segments. So today we are going to do from the beginning of your materials through the discharge section, and that will be page 24 of your materials. And then from dismissal till the end will be for tomorrow's session. So we're dedicating more time to this. About half of our material today concerns discharges. And so Judge Rodriguez said that he didn't want people to have to just listen to him talk for 30 minutes straight on discharges. So what we're going to do is we're going to bounce back and forth. I'm going to do a case, and then he's going to do a discharge case. Then I'm going to do a case, then he's going to do a discharge case. And as he does all of his discharge cases as we go back and forth, I would ask that you remember the corollary, or the theorem, rather, that I put out about a year ago, which is that if it arises under 727 or 523A246, you can forget all the reasoning in the case. The way to figure out if somebody gets their discharge in those cases is if they're rich and if they lie, they lose their discharge. Otherwise, they get it. And I thought as Judge Rodriguez goes through these today, I'm going to keep score and see how my theory works. So the first case we're going to talk about, though, is an abuse case. And I asked Judge Dodd to stay here because it's his case. And it goes up to the Fifth Circuit, and he gets affirmed. This is a case where, and I'm going to have him fill in maybe a little color if he wishes to, the family all got together to be abusive. And so we have, you know, mom is in bankruptcy, but they're shifting property all around. Every time that Judge Dodd issues an order, they don't comply with it. The daughters get involved and come in, and they start filing lawsuits. The daughters get sanctioned.